Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio listeners, hello everyone, each and every one of you, God bless you. Well, this is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas, and after another beautiful day that the Lord has granted me to see, got a lot of stuff done today, learned a lot of things, opened up, and I hope that I was successful in giving a lot of things today. I received a lot of things today, and I just wanted to be in both ways. Our scripture tonight is coming from the book of Romans, in the New Testament, the book of Romans, and it's going to be coming out of chapter 8, and we're going to be going through chapter 18. Someone wanted to request it that they just hear it again, and it's going to be 8 and 18, and if before we go there, I just want to invite you all to go into the chat room. I will be opening up the chat room now as we speak. Is 646-652-4916. I just wanted to say a special prayer over returning to school during this here school season. And God, we just ask your blessing over their minds and whatever that they have learned over the summer and the year before. I just ask that you just retain that for them and just bring it back to the forefront of their memory, dear Father, that they may pick right up and go forth and that they haven't lost any of that knowledge that you set there for them, dear Father. And I just pray that the parents, dear Father, just get involved this year and do something. If they was involved last year, get more involved this year. Be there. Be around there. Make that school your second place that you need to be and not just leave your kids there on their own terms to figure it out, because kids going to do what kids can do, but we need that parent relationship with those students and with the teachers and even to the whole administrative staff. The principal needs to know that they can look up and see you walking in that building any time. So we bless you all, and I know it gets busy days, and you said, well, I have so much already to do, and I do understand, but, you know, it's worth it. It's all worth it. So let's just get in there and do what we need to do, and God will give you the strength. Just ask for God to give you more provision to see the way to make this happen, and God, I know that you will, so we thank you for that. We thank you for this broadcast, dear Father, and we ask that you just come in and just do what you do, dear Father. Just empty our vessels and fill us up with newness, new word, new healings, new mercies, and just let us receive you now. We invite you in. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Jesus. And I'm moving back, dear Father, and we're expecting a miracle. We need to hear from you, Jesus. If we don't hear from you, we're lost. We don't know which direction to go. We need to hear from you, Jesus. All right. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every person that is listening in the archives, is listening live, that are in the chat room. God bless you. And again, we're speaking of the future glory. Future glory is coming from the book of Romans, starting in chapter 8 and starting with verse 18. It says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. I just love that. Again, it says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Hallelujah. And that's it. That's our scripture for today. That's what I want us to meditate on and keep in our hearts, that as we go through so many trials and tribulations and so many things is going on here in our lives, and just seem like the moment that we kind of get ourselves prayed through one situation, you know, it's something else that's going on, and it's a brand new family that's needing their hands to be held, and they're needing you to call out their names in prayer. So, Let's continue to do that. That's what we're here for. We're here for each other, and we got to let each other know that regardless of what's going on, sisters, my brothers, you are not alone. You are not going through this thing by yourself. Someone is here with you, and we love you. And just want you to know, here at Tri-Anointed Ministries, we truly love you. We truly care for you. When you're sick and when you're weak, we want to be there for you. We want you to know that it's something out there that is trying to hinder you, but it is somebody inside of you that is pulling you closer to him and directing you in the right pathway. And you do have the power to witness. We have the power to witness, and we want to be there for you, even in your time of weaknesses. One of the most important things that Jesus told his disciples before going to the Father, he said, comes from what he said in Luke 24:49. And that's going to be our first scripture we're going to look at today. It's going to be Luke 24:29. And it simply just says, "And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you." He said, "But stay in the city until you're clothed with the power from on high." And so many times that we rush to do different things and we don't ask and wait on the power from on high. And so we take these initiatives to do things on our own, and then when they backfire, we are the first ones who are so surprised. But we must do as the Word has told us and believe in the promise that he said that he was sending someone to us, and believe that he has. The disciples and the other followers of Jesus knew that they needed to continue his work. Even after Jesus would leave, they knew that they would have to continue his work. And that's the same from us. We've got to know that we have to continue his work. But they did not expect him to say what he said. Again, Jesus told them not to do anything until they were clothed with power from on high. So he was giving them permission to hold on until they received the power to witness. Well, amen. Do you know that they did receive it, and therefore you have it right now? I have it right now. We have the power to witness now. We are clothed with the power to witness. The word power is very important in this verse. Now, the Greek word that is used here for power is dunamis. And the word, the English word dynamo or dynamite and dynamic, all comes from this Greek word dunamis. And we know that the English words here mean explosive or forceful impact. Well, Jesus wanted the disciples to be clothed with an explosive and forceful impact before they did anything to expand God's kingdom. Explosive power. That's exactly what he has instilled in us. Explosive power. See, it was going to be the power of the Holy Spirit, isn't it? A forceful impact when the Holy Spirit is living inside of you. I want you to look at that Holy Spirit from this day forward as an explosive power. So when you're feeling powerless, I want you to remember to call upon the explosive power. I need someone to look at their situation right now and just call out and tell it right now. You know, forget about how big that situation is. Take your eye off of that. Don't even give it credit for that. You know, I know it's strong. I know it seems like it's something that, you know, whoa, how could you ever make it through this? But now I need you to look inside of you, and if you have invited the Holy Spirit to come and live inside of you, I need you now to start talking a different language, and that language would be telling your problem how much explosive that you have inside of you. You have dynamite inside of you. Hallelujah. You have a forceful impact inside of you. So when it comes to your problems, it's nothing that they can do against this. The explosive power, again, is the Holy Spirit. We also can see this in Acts 1:8. Again, Acts chapter 1 and 8. As you write your scriptures down, it's very important to get the scriptures wrote down. Go back, look at them, get it in your spirit. Do it now. So when you need it, you got your word there. You got it wrote down. Get back to it. Acts 1 and 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. It also goes on to say, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You will be my witnesses, and to the ends of the earth. That means you and I, we are to be the witnesses. Hallelujah. He said that we will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. And again, if you've invited the Holy Spirit to come live and dwell inside of you, hallelujah, then you have the right. You're giving something. You're being more than a taker in everyday's life. You actually are given something. So our question today is, what are you taking from today? And what are you giving in return from today? So if you have, are you taking something negative and using the explosive force that's inside of you, the Holy Spirit, and giving back into the world a blessing? Hallelujah. Taking someone's negativity and turning it into positive, because that's what the Holy Spirit inside of you is able to do. Are you able to use your wisdom? Are you able to call and pray and ask God for wisdom in your situations, in the situations of the ones you're praying over, pastors and leaders? Are you asking for wisdom over those situations? And it's so easy sometimes for us to hear so many problems, and they seem like, okay, I've heard this before, but we have to remember this is different individuals, and God may want to deal with it in different ways, so we have to make sure we don't get caught up in a situation where we just randomly just handing out an answer, but we're asking for God's wisdom in individual situations. Are you using your testimonies to help someone today? Are you just taking someone's time and just as you tell them all about what's going on in you, but you're not giving someone a testimony of how God has brought you through, how your test is no longer something that stands in front of you, but God has put it under your feet, and now you're standing on top of that enemy, and it's your testimony. You should be telling someone. Someone is waiting to hear your testimony, sir, your testimony, ma'am, regardless of your age. Even a young child has a testimony. Are you being obedient to the Lord in each and every day? Are you being obedient to the Lord? Are you in prayer? Can you just take that stillness in every day and just be quiet for a moment? Are you able to just break yourself away from everything and just find peace and quiet, that stillness? So again, are you giving as much as you take? The world is needing your giving. The world is needing your giving. And when all are given unto you, you need to make sure you're giving back. Someone is waiting on your giving. Someone is waiting on you just to give them a hug. Someone is waiting on you just to give them a smile, just a smile. Hallelujah. Someone is just waiting on you to just say, I do forgive you. Mm-hmm. Someone is just waiting. They're waiting on you to just say, will you forgive me? Hallelujah. Jesus wants us to be personally empowered by the Holy Spirit before we reach others for him. So he wants us to be empowered, personally empowered by the Holy Spirit. You got to invite the Holy Spirit in. You got to let the Holy Spirit just talk to you. And you got to let the Holy Spirit lead you. You got to get used to that. You got to know when it is that you can hear that voice. You got to know what it is that the Holy Spirit is saying to you, speaking to you. And you got to do that before you can reach out and jump out and try to minister that thing over to someone else. Before we can reach others for him, his glory, we got to know about his glory. We cannot witness without being empowered by the Holy Spirit. And when we do things without the power of the Holy Spirit, we do things in vain. We do things on our own ability. We eventually end up placing our faith and expectations in our abilities and our strategies and our circumstances, rather than placing them in the what the explosive power of the Holy Spirit. That bears to just repeat. Again, if we are not working through the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to work through us, and then when we're trying to witness to others, so that means we're witnessing without being empowered by the Holy Spirit, when we do these things, even it may be with good intentions, but when we work without the power of the Holy Spirit, it's just all in vain. We're doing it on our own abilities. And again, we end up placing our circumstances, all of our faith goes into our circumstance and our expectations into our abilities, our strategies. And so it's in vain because we did not place the situation, the circumstance, in that explosive power of the Holy Spirit. So in that case, what would we do? We're not giving to the ones that God has sent us to minister to what it is that he wants, that he wants them to receive what he has for them through the Holy Spirit. And again, it's through the Holy Spirit that we should be working. And if we're not, because it's that explosive power, it can blow that situation up, blow that thing out of the water. Cancers can drop off of bodies. It's that explosive power of the Holy Spirit. And when we're not moving, praying, walking in that Holy Spirit, we're just walking in our own abilities and nothing seems to get done and we hurt more. So we're taking something and not giving anything. As believers, we need to constantly, we need to depend on the Holy Spirit. We need to depend on his power that has been made available to us by the grace of God. We need to depend on that grace of God. And if you're not for sure, just God, just show me your grace. I want to learn to depend upon your grace. Hallelujah. The life of a believer is supposed to be an explosive life. You're supposed to be able to give something into each day. Not just taking away, but you're supposed to be able to give something into each day. You got all these explosives inside of you. You know, you hear their saying that dynamite comes in small packages. Think of it this way. Dynamite comes in God's packaging. He's wrapped you up. And dynamite is inside of you. He's prepared the Holy Spirit inside of you. So we need to make a difference in the world around us. When the 120 believers was baptized in the Holy Spirit in the upper room, all of Jerusalem felt the impact. Right? The dramatic impact came not just because the disciples followed Jesus, but because of the power of the Holy Spirit. All of Jerusalem felt the impact. So let us not live our lives being afraid of the enemy. Let us live like the Holy Spirit is really present in us. And the Holy Spirit is really in us, that he's really with us. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of faith, the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of grace. It's called the Spirit of power and truth. Because you don't need anything else to be a witness or to do what God has called you to do. There's nothing to fear. He will give you the wisdom you need. So just learn from him. Be willing to learn from him. And don't get impatient if you don't get all of the answers that you think you should hear right here, right now. Take what he's given you and start moving forward. Start walking. Start doing what it is that he's asked you to do.
He will give to you in measures as he sees fit, as he knows that you can handle. He will give to you. He will never leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to turn against you. He's there. Just learn to trust him. And then you can learn from him. He is, I guarantee you, he's the greatest teacher the world has ever known. And when we face tough times, he is always there to comfort us. He's always there to comfort us. So let's live bold lives. Let's make sure we're giving to the world, giving to our families. If we're giving to our students or supervisors, managers, you've really got to give to your people. You can't just take from what all they're giving to the company. Take. You got to give to the people. Give them a smile. Give them a pat on the back. Give them a word of encouragement. For our kids, as they're going back to school, and some people learn at different paces, and if they're not learning at the pace that you're trying to teach them, maybe you're going too fast. Maybe you need to speed it up. Maybe you're not the one. Maybe you need to get a tutor. Maybe you need to cut down going out so many times a week and invest that money into something to help your child on their level. But let's not pressure them to do how you did it or to learn how you learned or how the fellow person in their class at their rate. And let's not slow the ones down who are highly accelerated and ready to move forward. Let's move out of the way and get them in the pathway that they need to be going to move on forward. Let's not hold them back because we said, no, I just want them to stay right here. I want them to be in this class with this person. Let's make sure that we're giving, asking God for wisdom on how we are to give to our kids as they're trying to learn. And we know that the school systems are different. Life is different. People are different. People are raising their kids differently. They're instilling different things in them besides morals and values. Other things are being instilled now. So as our young people, our young adults, our young ladies and young men are in high school and they're dealing with so many different issues and, you know, just what are you going to wear is a big thing in today's society, you know, because everyone wants to be accepted. Everyone wants to feel. They don't want to be poked at or bullied. So let's keep our hearts in the mind frame that, God, we need your wisdom to raise our kids. Teachers, just don't look at that student and see he's always troubled and making trouble. Let's just pray God for God's wisdom over how to handle that student. Let's give something positive into that situation, into your classroom. Start with your classroom. You have many precious lives coming before you daily. Just check yourself. Mothers, fathers, check yourself. Bus drivers, whoever it is, check yourself. Make sure you're giving something positive. If you told a kid today or someone on your job, you know what? You're doing a great job. That may make their day. That may be the only kind words they hear today. Let somebody know that you have explosive impact available to you. Hallelujah. Just tell somebody that Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. So let's live bold lives. There's no substitute for the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't substitute it with anything. I don't care education or how many degrees, I don't care what positions you may hold, whatever titles you may hold, how big your church is, how small your church is, I don't care. We cannot substitute the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't care how many movies you've done. It seems to be a big thing there for people to really, get into celebrities. If the celebrity said it, then we shall believe it. But it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter any of that. It's the power. We cannot substitute the Holy Spirit. So we have to learn to live and depend on the Holy Spirit, the power that is within us, if we have invited Jesus Christ to live inside of us. There's no substitute. We got to witness with boldness by depending on that power of the Holy Spirit, because it brings glory to God. It brings glory to God. The scripture of the day, again, is back in Romans, and we're going to read it again. But before we do, I just want you to remember, too, that in 1 Corinthians 4:20, it tells us, for the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but it's in power. We can talk a good game, but it's in power. When do you start putting your power to work? When do you start showing the explosive that's inside of you? It's the power. We're having about 15 more minutes here, and we have JD on the line with us tonight. God bless you. I'm from North Andover, Mass. Always a pleasure to have you here. Let's just go back real quickly here over our scripture, and we're going to go call out some names in prayer. Again, I just want to read it out of two different ones. It's going to be Romans 8 and 18. Romans 8 and 18, again, one of my favorite verses here, because it's just something you can just take with you on a daily basis. And we're reading, and it goes like this. Consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Whatever you're going through, sisters and brothers, I know it seems like it's just really something that we can't make it through, but God has a word for you. He said, consider all of those sufferings that you're going through right now, in the present time, right now. He said, when you consider all of them, remember they're still not worthy to compare to the glory I want to reveal in you, in you. Another translation says, 18, it says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. It's just a beautiful time. So regardless of what you're going through, just remember, it's still not going to compare to what God has for you. God has a reward for you. God has a reward for you. So whatever you're going through, you can, it's nothing compared to the glory that God is going to reveal in you. Hallelujah. And that should keep our heads up. That should keep us in thanksgiving. That should keep us wanting to testify. That should keep us wanting to pray for his wisdom. That should keep us in a state of obedience. That should keep us in a state of stillness to hear from him in our time of prayer. That should keep us on our face and keep us out of the bars. That should keep us on our face before God and keep us out of somebody else's bed. That should keep us in the presence of the Lord, asking for the Holy Spirit to be explosive in our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity to just hear from you, learn from you, and may we take something from today that was negative and put your word on it that will present it and give it back to the world as a positive experience. May we call out somebody's name tonight, dear Father, that is really needing to hear from you, dear Father. We thank you, we love you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. We're going to go now and just go into just our prayer. We're just going to go into calling out names that are in prayer. We all need prayer. Call out my name in prayer when you're praying tonight. Hallelujah. We need your prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're just
remembering all of the people that are actually on my team at work, remembering all of the ones that work for me, around me, under me, over me. We just call out your names, maybe not individual because of time tonight, but we just call out your names and your family's names and whatever that you're going through. Just know that God has an out for you. He has a way for you. He's patiently waiting in line. It's nothing that you're going through that God doesn't know about. Why don't you bring it over to him? He said, I can help you. I can give you some comfort. I have something waiting for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. JD, are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line. I'm here.
All right, all right. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Just quickly wanting to just ask you to just go over a little bit about the situation with your roommate and call out their names and let's get them on up in prayer.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, the situation that you're speaking about was accident the last, and they were coming home at the time. Fire, and you know, thank you, Lord, that their lives were spared, and they are in stable condition at this time, but they're in the hospital, and condition, and their condition improving daily. So Kareem, his brother's name is Hussein Kareem, and the two Kareem brothers are in the hospital at this time in the Boston area, and they're requesting the families are seeking prayer and everybody to agree at prayer for the brothers, and we're praying as well for them and for our roommate, and we're expecting a speedy recovery and a full recovery at that, and we're thankful that the lives are spared in the process of this accident. So again, the names are Muji Kareem and Hussein Kareem, and they're both in stable condition. They suffered some burns and some pretty bad injuries, but they're still alive, and they are heavily sedated, and they are to undergo surgery tomorrow morning. So we're just praying for a successful surgery tomorrow. We're praying for 100% recovery from both of them, and we're praying for easing of the pain and suffering from their family and from them as well. So we're just praying for the support and the the prayers from everybody out there that can pray for the families, the Kareem family.
And that's awesome. So they are moved from critical condition. They are in stable condition now?
That's right, yes, ma'am. They're now being listed as stable condition. They're no longer in critical condition. They're in stable condition now, and they said that their heart and lungs are operating normally, and they are still being heavily medicated and sedated for pain, but they are, making slow strides. We're just optimistic that all will go well, and they're scheduled for surgery tomorrow morning.
And are they conscious?
No, I don't believe they are.
Okay. And probably still because they had so much brain swelling and the one had the bleeding of the brain. They may be putting them in a self-induced little coma there or something. I'm not for sure. But just the fact that they have moved overnight from the critical condition to now in stable condition, that's the breaking thing I was feeling last night. And I was up all night praying in this situation. Just praise the Lord for that. And then their mother is in another state, and she just had surgery, so she's not even able to go be with her two sons. So we just keep her in prayer. We just pray for her, because what situation? That's got to be something else, too. As I was telling you, son, I went on the Internet and looked up. I just said, I think I put in Boston fire crash or fiery crash or something, and it showed the whole clip about the paramedics, when they got to the scene, it was so much fire that they couldn't even get there, get to the car. They could see two people in there, but they just knew that they had to be deceased. Even the firemen, when they got there, they said their biggest thing was just trying to get that fire out. And once they got the fire out and used the jaws of life to cut the roof off and take off the doors, they still just knew that, you know, there was no way that they could be alive. But God. And that's that explosive Holy Spirit of somebody praying for them or in the midst of all of that. But God, they checked them and said, whoa, these guys still both have pulse. Hallelujah. And you know the enemy wanted that call to their mother to be, both of your sons are in a car crash and now they are deceased. But God, you know. And so I just thank God. There's just so much to be thankful for. You know, again, you and the other roommate were supposed to have been with them. But God spoke to you and told you, no, you didn't need to go. But God, God is just so good. That Holy Spirit will keep you out of harm's way.
That's right.
But God. We're continuously just to pray also for Miss McKnight, who actually is OJ's grandmother, who's battling breast cancer right now. Continue to pray for her. Also continue to pray for the 8-year-old little boy here in San Antonio, Corey, who is going through his chemo. He was diagnosed with cancer. It's been about 2 weeks ago now, and so he immediately had to start chemo, and they're looking at right now maybe 3 years of it. So, But God. So we have to be in prayer at all times for each other because we just need each other. We need each other. I pray for all the mothers and daughters and fathers and sons, and may the relationships be mended in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because the enemy wants to destroy families, you know. But God, he's there, and we just got to find our way to him. But God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we're glad to have you on tonight. We're speaking of taking things from today, you know, from each day. You know, you take and you give, and we want to make sure that we are giving positive things out to people and saying positive words over people and continuously. Give a shout out to us for your church and your pastor.
Yeah, it's my church is located in Manchester, New Hampshire. The name of the church is Manchester Christian Church, MCC. You can visit the website and tell you a little bit about us and our church, the Christian Center. Our slogan at church is turning ordinary people into extraordinary followers of Christ. And that's what the objective is that we want to do and spread it throughout the New England area up here in the region and really get God's word out. It's a great church. And senior pastor of the church is a man by the name of Bo Chansey, great guy. Originally from Dallas, Texas, and migrated up to the New England area. In 2010, early 2010, he migrated up and he followed God's calling and took over the church. So it's been a beautiful thing, and the congregation has grown tremendously since he's been there, and we're actually celebrating our 50th anniversary coming up here on September 18th. It'll be the 50-year anniversary of the church. So we actually hold 4 different services right now. And on the 18th, we plan on having one service as a whole at 10 a.m. And what we've done is we've rented out a local arena football stadium, and we're going to have the service there at the stadium. So it should be a pretty big turnout. We have, you know, thousands of members that attend, so it should be a pretty big turnout on the 18th. We're all excited about it.
Awesome. So anybody in the New England area who is looking to be blessed, you know, what was the date again?
September 18th. I believe it's September 18th. I want to second question myself, but I'm pretty sure it's September 18th.
Yeah, I think so too. And I know one of the dynamic speakers is going to be my girl, Beth Moore. So
That's right.
I encourage everyone to make sure that they just check on the website and get the exact dates and go check out all of the different speakers that's going to be there. That's going to be a wonderful thing. You can also catch any of the services or even stream live just by going to that website. And that website, one more time, son?
It's Manchester Christian Church. So I think it's, let me see here, I want to say it is MCC, www.mcc.org. And I think that'll kind of get you in the direction you need to be in for as far as the church website.
Okay, yeah, because I think when I went to it, I just put in the Manchester Christian Church, and it just came up. MCC just came up, and I was able to go straight in. So it was a very user-friendly website for me to get around in there, too. So lots of great information in there, too. Lots of great information. Well, all right, son. I give my love to everyone there. We miss you definitely. As we come to the close of another show, I ask you to continue to be the man of God that God has called you to be. Continue to look up on your children and just make sure that you're instilling something great into them. I ask all of you all to please rate the show. And don't forget, come online and go back through any of the broadcasts and re-listen to them again. But as we end, I want to remind you all that I love you here at Tri-Anointed Ministries, but most importantly, God loves you more. You all have a good night. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.